This is the Intuition Sessions. You're listening to Session 9. You might say, Natalie, my intuition has warned me about certain things in the past, and I chose to ignore it, and I turned out to be right. Surely this means that intuition can be wrong. Intuition is never wrong. If you ignored what you thought was your intuition and it appears to be the right call, what you did was ignore fear and ego. However, it's also important to note two critical things. One, how you interpret an impression is down to you. As soon as all the conscious thought and reasoning jumps in, that's on you. Humans rationalize, minimize, justify, deny, and excuse. That doesn't mean that you were in these instances, but it's vital to note that how you decided to respond to something isn't necessarily what was called for. Number two, you're not a fortune teller. You also haven't done all of your lived experience. Let's say that it wasn't fear and it was intuition and everything seems hunky-dory 3 months down the line. Does that mean that your intuition was wrong? That doesn't mean that catastrophe is on the way, but what it does mean is that you may experience something that you received an early clue about. If, for example, your gut said that something wasn't right with the startup you were considering joining, but 6 months on, you're rolling in the cash and in the papers, unless your intuition was suggesting that they were too good to be true and that you wouldn't make money out of it, you might be missing the wood for the trees. Maybe the question wasn't so much whether it was a great money-making opportunity and more a question of whether this is a right fit for you. If 1 year later the company no longer exists, or you didn't get that massive payday from the shares you were promised because they made sure to squeeze you out, then there's something to be said for what your intuition communicated. But you weren't to know that. If you're okay with the money you got, then happy days. But if the experience has a profound effect on you that dents your confidence and impacts your career for the next few years, odds are that you are going to kick yourself for not listening, even though it was a learning experience. Keep in mind that intuition isn't a one-shot thing per experience. It's not as if it would try to communicate with you about something, you go ahead anyway, and then it goes, fine, F you, you're on your own. You will get many more messages, but if you've weakened their delivery through repeatedly ignoring them, etc., you might find that the ways in which your body and mind try to get you to pay attention to you become more intense. This is similar to how pain works. An issue in the body tries to grab your attention with subtle signs, but by the time you register it, it might be on high alert or even in a different part of the body. That's how you know the difference between a situation where you ignored fear and a situation where you ignored your intuition. With the former, you would receive affirmation of your choice to ignore fear and would receive more intuitive guidance that essentially supports the choice you've made. You will feel good about your decision. With the latter, it will gradually gnaw at you. It might start to feel as if an alarm is ringing that's picking up in volume and intensity. You might have anxiety. There will be signs, even if you choose to ignore them, that all is not right. You might be denying, rationalizing, minimizing, and excusing, but possibly calling it something else. For example, seeing the best in people, not being a hater. These signs won't purely be internal. There will be things going on outside of you. Life will be trying to speak to you. It will be like a telephone ringing. At some point, you will pick up. An example of this is that I've spoken to numerous men and women who persisted in a relationship while seeming almost blind to signs that all was not well with their perfect relationship, including the fact that they become isolated from their family and friends, were behaving uncharacteristically, or were neglecting their job, health, or treasured relationships. Intuition is never wrong. Remember, we have free will. We make choices, and these sometimes lead to different outcomes than what we anticipated. Sometimes we think we listened, but then took an action that changed what could have been an entirely authentic response. Let's say that our intuition suggested that there's a boundary issue, something doesn't feel right. If we choose to lash out at the other party instead of taking responsibility for our side of the street by having the boundary we need to take care of our emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual well-being, that's our choice. We cannot claim that this was an instruction that we were given by our intuition. Now, nor does it mean that, for example, we are wrong to address a boundary issue with someone just because of the consequences of us lashing out. We may well need to address it directly, just not with lashing out, and always with us owning our own boundaries. Our intuition, with its present-based responses that resonate with our emotional needs and values, when we actually pay attention, offers clues about our path and purpose. But it doesn't have the job of breaking things down into itty-bitty detail, which is what people want out of it. They want blow-by-blow, step-by-step instructions. This is why some people struggle with commitment. They want to commit knowing exactly how everything is going to turn out. In reality, commitment requires a leap of faith based on the best of the information we have at the time and based on us doing our best to listen to who we are, so our needs and values. We commit, we take steps, and listen and tweak as we go. When we behave as if our intuition should be a fortune teller, we don't own our actions, thoughts, and feelings. We get mad at our intuition for getting things wrong without acknowledging the choices we made after our intuition communicated with us. Sometimes, also, we choose to not take action, to not make a decision, which is also a choice. We might choose to make an undesired outcome about us not being pleasing enough. We then choose to try harder. We decide that the information must be wrong or that we misunderstood something. We hope that if we bury our head in the sand, that something or someone else will come along and spare us from having to take action. If we look at how much us humans avoid and numb and try to do the equivalent of those sort of get-rich-quick schemes, it also becomes clear why it's not a good idea for us to know everything in advance. We kick back and relax, safe in the knowledge that we're going to get what we want without recognizing how we need to grow to get there. We might be like, feck it, I'm going to spend these years getting high. Or when we, for example, meet someone who isn't right for us, but our ego wants them to be so that we can feel special and win, we're going to try and make them it. I know the manual said that I'm supposed to meet and marry the love of my life at 41, but I want this guy who's right here in front of me at 32. I could just be like how a 30-something is supposed to be and tick off all of my boxes right now. And you know what? I happen to think that Mr. Charming and emotionally unavailable is more suited to me than that steady guy you say I'm supposed to be with at 41. I could finally get the validation I didn't get from my father too. These are ego-driven choices. When we get it into our heads that we want something, sometimes we want it so much that it feels like a need. And then we come up with anything and everything to build a case for continuing down a path that effectively ignores our intuition. We could also do what we're very good at, being afraid. Imagine looking at our whole life laid out. We might be scared shitless of our potential. It might totally contradict the view that we have of ourselves. When we see some of the painful things that we'll have to bear, we might say that we're not cut out for it. Considering how scared we are of getting things wrong, given how much uncertainty we have about the future, imagine how scared we'd be about messing up if we knew what we were supposed to be doing. We'd freeze up. Hell, people feel afraid right now and are frozen in a state of analysis paralysis and catastrophizing. In summary, intuition is never wrong, but it does take experience of not having listened to it to finally understand this.